Hello, darlings. It's your girl, Smutty. It is with great excitement that I would like to announce a collaboration with Ultra Hypnosis from YouTube. Ultra has given me access to several of their scripts so that I could put my own spin on it, if you will. And with that, it is my great pleasure to bring you Pleasure is Pleasure. Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you are lying down in a comfortable position and that you're in a private place. This recording will be a very pleasurable experience, so please be sure that you are not wearing any clothing that will interfere with your pleasure. It's best that you wear loose-fitting clothing or none at all. Whatever's most comfortable for you as you drift off deep, down, deep. If you need a moment to prepare yourself, please pause the recording and return when you are ready to drop and relax all the way down. Now that you're ready, let us begin. First off, I want you to start imagining in your mind the concept and sensation of pleasure. What is it to you, and what do you want it to be? Because the thing is, our minds can be quite flexible. Things that we think are firm and solid can really have quite a bit of flexibility to them. They can bend and shift with time. And sometimes they can just flow into something else in an instant. In the blink of an eye, your whole outlook on something can change. You can have a deep, profound epiphany, and nothing else will ever be the same again. You will have unlocked something deep down deep in your mind, and that will permeate throughout the rest of your day and perhaps the rest of your life. I wonder what things could be shifted around in your mind. Perhaps certain definitions of pleasure and personal enjoyment may just be a little too inflexible for your liking. It's all right. Many times, these concepts are not always fully our own. Many times, they are imprinted upon us from our environment. The thing is, though, we get to choose quite a bit about what happens in our environment. And we get to choose quite a lot about what happens with our mental environment, the space inside that mind. There, everything can be as you like. I want to help guide you to that space in your mind where we can make some little adjustments. And if you like those adjustments, then we can make some more adjustments and more until everything is to your liking. That does sound nice, doesn't it? And to do that, I'm going to take you into trance. A deep, pleasurable trance. Though I imagine you already feel nice and trancy already. I've been talking to you in a very slow and deliberate way, a way that your subconscious mind knows to associate with trance. You probably didn't start out like this from day one. It's just another sign of the flexibility your mind has. You find listening to my voice pleasurable. So, you have to acknowledge that your mind does have the capability to be flexible around things it finds pleasurable. Let's focus on a bit more pleasure. Take your hand and put it between your legs and gently start stroking up and down, back and forth, up and down. Do it slowly. This pleasure is soothing and relaxing. This pleasure is trance-provoking. Every single time your hand slides down, your eyes close. And every single time your hand glides up, you struggle to open those heavy, heavy eyes. Follow this pattern. Up and down, back and forth. Up and down. Relaxing, drifting, feeling good. And it's okay if eventually your eyelids just feel so heavy that they just barely flutter open. If anybody was watching you, they'd have to look really close to notice if you're even opening your eyelids at all. It's okay, because what's important right now is that you relax and give in to this pleasure. This pleasure that you feel as you stroke up and down, back and forth, up and down, will be the pathway to unlocking new states of being, more pleasurable states of being. You can change your default. You can reset it to something more pleasurable and enjoyable. It's very important that you focus on your pleasure and your enjoyment in this moment. Drift down as I count from 5 to 1. You know the pattern. 5. Closing your eyes, wanting to go deep. 4. Struggling to open them again, knowing that you will go deep. 3. Closing them again. Almost there. 2. Teetering right on the edge of 1. Sleep. Close those eyes and slip down. Deep, deep down, deep, deep down for me. Still allow your hand to move. Slowly stroking up and down. Back and forth. Up and down. The pleasure is very important. It's going to help unlock a way for you to be happier in and out of trance every single time your hand goes up and down. As you stroke up and down, you can feel a wave of pleasure washing not only across your body, but also that mind. And as this pleasure washes over that mind, you start to blank out more and more. It's as if I'm snapping my fingers and saying sleep again and again and again, just like this. Sleep down, deep down, deep, blanking out. Your mind is becoming an empty canvas. An empty canvas that's becoming increasingly ready to accept all of my powerful and positive hypnotic suggestions. But before that, I think you can go a little deeper into trance. Do me a favor. Open those eyes on 3. 1, 2, 3. Open. And sleep. Back down. Deep, twice as fast. You want that pleasure again? Keep on touching, stroking, up and down. and down, back and forth, up and down. Let that mind numb as waves of pleasure blank you out even more completely, bit by bit, blank and empty, ready to accept all of my hypnotic suggestions, going deeper again in 1, 2, 3, open those eyes, nice and open, hello, and sleep. Feel how it's becoming much more easy to drop deep into trance. Know that that mind is becoming primed to accept all of my hypnotic suggestions, blanking out, drifting down, following my instructions. Each wave of pleasure washing away more and more of that mind and your preconceptions. You want to cast away any and all of your limiting beliefs and preconceptions about pleasure. Touch a little faster. Feel the waves of pleasure intensify. It fills you with energy, these pulsations of pleasure. It's as if an electric current is running throughout your body and into that mind, making you feel focused and alert, focused on my voice, focused on what truly matters, your pleasure right now. You can feel your mood improving significantly. It doesn't matter if you are already happy before you listen to this recording. You definitely feel happier now as you stroke. A bit faster, if you don't mind. It's good to edge, because pleasure, for pleasure's sake, is good. It's good to edge, because it will reinforce all of these positive and healthy beliefs about pleasure. Pleasure. Deep down deep. Every single time you stroke up and down, up and down. Back and forth, up and down. You feel another wave flowing through your mind and that body. And this wave can wash away any and all negative feelings associated with pleasure. You are feeling so good right now. That is what you should be focusing on, bit by bit. Everything else can just be washed away. It's almost as if you are standing on the shore of a beach and the waves that are coming in are washing away all of the markings left in the sand by other people. Bit by bit, those waves make them all disappear. All the markings in that mind left by other people about what you should do about pleasure. No. None of that belongs here. Those are other people's thoughts and opinions. Touch and edge. Touch and edge. You like that. That's what you want. Enjoy it. That's what I want for you. Perhaps every time you edge, an exceptionally large wave crashes upon the beach. Perhaps large enough to take out an entire sandcastle left by somebody else. Perhaps this process is cleansing, purifying. It leaves your mind blank, calm, peaceful, and serene. Ready for what you want to be there, a blank slate. Ready to accept pleasure, and ready to share pleasure with anybody who consents to it. Any other person who's willing to share in this pleasure can do so, and your mind welcomes that concept. It is easier and easier to welcome this concept into that mind as you stroke up and down, back and forth, and down. as you edge again and again and again. It doesn't matter if you are edging in this recording or if you are edging all on your own, because that is definitely okay. It is fun to edge. Every single time you edge, you lock in these hypnotic suggestions more and more and more. Sexual pleasure and arousal energizes you. It boosts your mood. You feel calm, confident, and secure. Sharing what arouses you and what you find pleasurable with consenting adults. And most importantly of all, you are so very comfortable, feeling pleasure and arousal in all the ways that work for you. Any other ideas that come from other people who really don't know you can just be washed away, bit by bit, every single time you edge. And eventually, there will be nothing left but pleasure for pleasure's sake. Because that's always okay. It is always good to enjoy yourself more and more and more. And speaking of enjoying yourself, you can do more than just stroke if you enjoy that. Your hands are free to move across your body and touch in whatever way is most pleasurable. And when you get to the point where you are edging, they will slow down all on their own, easily and effortlessly, keeping the balance, making your mind feel better and better because every bit of pleasure is pushing you into a deeper and deeper trance in this moment. In this deep trance, you can envision yourself letting go of any and all negative feelings associated with sexual pleasure. You can let them float away, drift away until they're gone. Gone. All gone. Perhaps you can envision yourself walking towards a version of yourself, standing in a circle before you, standing in a magical winner's circle. This version of yourself is your future self. You can see it quite clearly, how they've let go of any and all sexual shame, and how they can feel good about how they feel good. You want to walk into the winner's circle and merge with this future version of yourself, accepting this as a possibility. Accepting this as a very likely outcome, especially if you edge over and over again in and out of trance. Every single time you edge, more and more of any and all sexual shame is erased from your mind, going, going, all gone. And instead of being filled with complicated or negative emotions about your sexual arousal and pleasure, you'll instead be filled with bliss and confidence. Enough confidence to share your sexual energy with other consenting adults. Feeling this energy flowing into you every single time you touch, every single time you edge, you are just charging yourself up, building up, almost as if you are recharging your batteries. You want this. You need this. And you can fully accept right now how good this feels to experience. That is correct, is it not? Of course it's right. So you can accept how you want to do as much as possible to make it feel better in the future, right? Yes, yes, yes. So now, it's time to walk into that winner's circle and merge with that future version of yourself. Envision it. Take one step, then another. Walk into the circle and then merge with the future version of yourself. Now, feel it happening and feel that energy flowing into you. Know deep down deep that this is how good you can feel, and you can feel even better. This is just a preview of what's to come, and every single time you edge, you get closer and closer to this. And you make this more and more of your daily reality, bit by bit. Every single time you stroke, every single time you edge, up and down, up and down, back and forth, back and forth, you become closer and closer to this. This is what you want. This is what will make you feel happier. You know it, deep down deep. Enjoy this feeling. You are filled with bliss and confidence knowing that you could share this pleasure with anybody that you choose to. This pleasure is for you, and you accept it fully and completely. It fills you up. Right up to the top, it fills you up, every last bit of you. And as it fills you up, you feel your boundaries expanding outwards. You are more willing to try and do things that previously would have been off limits to you. Not because of anything you ever decided, but because of other people. It's okay. This is all about you and what makes you feel good right now. Edging feels good right now. And every single time you edge, you are reminded of what feels good. And you are energized. This energy permeates your day-to-day life, and it washes away any and all sexual shame that you may feel in any and all situations. It is okay. You can relax. You can feel good. It's okay. This is what you want, and that's fine. I'm here guiding you. It's all right if this takes some time for your subconscious mind to fully accept, because no matter what, you know, deep down deep, that you have taken a step in the right direction. That feels so good. It should feel good, and you should feel proud of yourself. You are doing so well. Just relax and drift in the pleasure. Accept the pleasure, every last bit of it. It is here for you to feel good. It doesn't mean anything else beyond that. Pleasure is pleasure. Pleasure is pleasure. There's no moral weight or value to it. Pleasure is pleasure. And you can accept that now more and more, bit by bit. Pleasure is pleasure. And in a moment, I'm going to be counting up from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you will wake up and open your eyes feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, knowing deep down deep that you can accept that pleasure is pleasure. 1. Slowly drifting towards wakefulness, following my voice back up. 2. Your mind is feeling less blank. You are able to focus on and start to pick out individual words that I am saying. 3. You're halfway there. You are quite a bit more aware right now. You can hear almost everything that I'm saying. 4. almost there, eyes open, almost completely awake and feeling really good, energy flowing into you. So much energy from all of that pleasure and that arousal. And 5, wake up, open those eyes fully, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and knowing deep down deep that pleasure is pleasure. You did such a good job today, darling, and thank you so much for listening. I am so proud of you. I am happy that you're here. I want you to continue to ride this energy from today. Ride this energy for as long as you'd like. You did such a good job. I love what a good job you did today. You did so, so well. I hope you have a very pleasurable rest of your day. Be so good. Because you are so good.